So, Man City game, Cole, the ref has made a massive blunder, in the first half by not sending off Yaya Toure for two yellow cards.
Yeah, correct, Myth. Absolute disgrace. We never get any luck.
I know.
Never any luck.
We need to get luck in these big games.
We definitely do.
Hey, this is Adam Richman from Food Network UK, and you are feasting your ears on the Hotspur podcast. Come on, you Spurs.
Welcome to a brand new Hotspurs podcast. It is Friday, the 19th of February, 2016. I am Steve. We got Colin. How are you doing, Cole?
I'm doing very well. Doing good. Doing good.
Round two. We
I know.
We did one last night, but when I went to put the file in, technical issues, and it all said the file was corrupted, probably because I was talking too much rubbish, so we're going to make this one even better, and it's a nice surprise for those people who thought that the show wasn't going out this week. Lovely surprise for you guys. Anyway,
definitely.
Let's get straight into it then, Cole. Man City, thoughts?
Yeah, look, fantastic, absolutely brilliant. I think we're all still buzzing. I think I was singing Spurs songs probably up to about Wednesday. So it was, walking along cloud nine, big smile on my face, and what a result. We said it on the last show that we were, obviously it was a big game, Arsenal were playing Leicester. Didn't really matter in a way, what way that result went. Yes, we never want Arsenal to win the game, but they did, but in hindsight now, it's brought us even closer, to Leicester City at the top of the league. And, we've got to look after ourselves and worry about what we're doing at the minute, but look, fantastic, fantastic result. Performance, I thought, personally, first half, 60 minutes, up to the goal before the penalty. I thought we were the better team, played, really well. Didn't look overly dangerous, but, ground away, some nice passing, closing down was fantastic as well. And a super win, absolutely super win. And I think we're all just absolutely buzzing from it. And it's great to see that this is continuing on.
Yeah, I mean, brilliant. Let's talk about the major talking points. Obviously, the Yaya Toure, should have been sent off in the first half. That was the major talking point, obviously, Cole, wasn't it? Nothing else really. Everything else was sort of 50-50 or could have gone either way. But that was just incredible,
It was the...
Match of the Day didn't even mention it.
Oh, that's right. I remember that there. I know, because funny, as you do when Spurs have a big win, you watch Match of the Day as well. It was great. But no, true. Like that tackle, Steve, in the first couple of minutes, I think it was 2-3 minutes into the game.
Dembele broke away from him. He was away. Yaya Toure didn't like it.
Scissor tackle.
Yeah,
scissor.
It was yellow, and then he did the same later on. Let's move on, though, Cole. Obviously, the penalty, in my opinion, it hit his side. But let's just compare the two players. You've got Danny Rose. Don't know how much money he's on. Probably, 30,000 tops. How much is Sterling on? Now he's moved there. Over 100 grand.
Easy.
And you got the two. Deserve a penalty just for that. The fact that one of them throws his body in the way and the other one turns his back and sticks his arm out. Wasn't a penalty because it hit his side. It just goes to show the commitment of the two players. And once again, Cole, you have the debate about the fullbacks and you see the two fullbacks who have come in and you go, wait there, why are they in? Because last week was so fantastic against Watford. Davis was brilliant in the first half particularly and Trippi in the second half, wonderful. They deserve to keep their place. But I don't know if Pochettino sort of said to them, look, all four of you are playing so well. What about, what might have happened and what I'd have done a few weeks ago, just said, I'll rotate you every game, depending on the opponents, I'm not going to be an idiot about it, but, you're all speedy, you're all quick, you all want to get forward, you're all good at this, you're all playing well. Let's keep it fair. I'll be fair to you because otherwise they just wouldn't get a game, would they? Because they're also playing so well. You don't really want a disgruntled Walker and Rose because they're so good. But you look at it and you go, wait there, Davis played so well. It's Danny Rose, is he going to make it? No, he didn't make one mistake. It was absolutely fantastic. Throwing his body in the way like that is just what you want to see. Whereas Sterling turns his back on it, sticks his arm out. It was lucky it didn't hit his arm, in fairness. But just the build-up for that goal as well, which no one's really shown, is, again, a Dembele burst forward. You know, you can't get the ball off him. Absolutely brilliant. So, penalty. Joe Hart walks up to Harry Kane and says, you know, I know you like to stick it to my left or whatever, but you also put them down the centre. And so he put it down the centre. I mean, that is brilliant, isn't it? Because if you hit it hard enough to the left or to the right, Cole, it goes in, you know, wherever the goalkeeper goes. If you hit it right in that bottom corner on the left or the right, no goalkeeper is saving it. But if you hit it down the middle, that is, in a big game like that, that shows the measure of the man.
Yeah, but you're right, you know, about the penalty kick, you know, it was fantastic. But I just want to quickly go back on what you just said there about the fullbacks. You know, all four of them are playing absolutely fantastic. And I agree. I personally think he is looking at certain games, you know, probably with Man City in mind, you know, with the likes of Sterling, maybe Kolarov, who was, you know, obviously didn't start, but coming on with their pace. I think that's why he was probably looking at the likes of Walker and Rose and things in the team. But look, all four have been brilliant. And I say, should we talk for years about how bad it was to, you know, we didn't have any good fullbacks. Walker has obviously had a rough time for a lot of years as well. But, you know, he's been immense this year. So, look, it's a great thing to have. But, you know, to jump on what you were saying there about the penalty, you know, for Kane to step up and put it right down the middle after what Hart had done as well, it was superb. And to be fair, Steve, don't want to slate him off, but he wasn't having his best game either. You know, I sort of found, you know, in that first half or so, Kane wasn't really in it. You know, he probably wasn't getting the service. We're used to maybe holding the ball up and chasing things down for us. It wasn't his greatest game, but, you know, to be able to step up at that stage, you know, especially at the end where the Spurs fans were as well, such a big game. A wee bit like Crouch, you know, that's such an important goal for us. And, you know, to stick it down the middle, because to be fair to Joe Hart, you know, we'd have wanted our goalkeeper doing something like that if it had been the other way around. And it was brilliant. And the wild celebrations. Did you see that lady at the front?
Yeah, I know.
She nearly got trampled on. You know, I don't know how many people must have come running down the stairs.
There wasn't more. It was like watching Arsenal fans when they beat us in the League Cup. You know, Spurs fans went that crazy.
Yeah. Ripped down a few signs, you know.
They were mad, didn't they?
I think the last time that happened at City was when Ari Bayor sprinted and celebrated in front of the Arsenal fans. He might do it this Sunday.
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting. You know, well, let's talk about the strikers, because Kane, obviously, you know, he's a marked man, so we're not going to see him in the game the whole time. Certainly, his chances are few and far between, you know, particularly in the big games when the managers are good and they say, you know, he's the guy, you know, who's sticking the ball to the back of the net, so make sure you keep him out of the game. And, you know, but what we're not seeing is a lazy Harry Kane, are we? You know, he's not strolling around. He's you know, getting stuck in, and when he's got the ball, you know, we know how he's worked on his game fantastically, and we can't keep going on about how good he's been this season, but, you know, what a fantastic player he's been. And it is interesting, you know, with Adeboye coming back, you know, the opinions, you know, what gets me, Cole, let's move on, and we flick back and forth with different subjects as we always do, but while it's here, you know, Adebayor, the big thing about Adebayor with me, Cole, is that everybody said Adebayor was lazy, Soldado was the trier, and for me it was the absolute opposite. Yes, I saw Adebayor strolling around up front on several occasions, but for me, I saw Soldado do it a hell of a lot more, and I don't know what game people were watching when they tweet things like, oh, well, you know, great. I think Soldado was tweeting about the Man City game, saying how fantastic it was. And people were retweeting and sort of saying, oh, you know, what a shame that he's not still at Spurs, and, you know, let's get him back on loan and cover for Kane and all this. No, absolutely not. He was dreadful for Tottenham. And apart from sticking the ball in the back of the net for a few penalties, and I think he scored against Everton and might have been one or two other games that he hit the back of the net, he was absolutely dreadful, and that wasn't down to bad luck. That was down to bad football and lack of effort. It's Cole. Sorry, but I harped on about it when we had him. He strolled around up front more than Adebayor did, in my opinion. Other people have their opinions, you know, biased because he played for Arsenal. Well, I'll leave that up to you. But, you know, if Adebayor had never put on that red shirt, you know, and it come through the West Ham and then come to us, I think we might have got behind him a little bit more. But as it was, you know, we hated him, and I use the royal we, as in the Spurs fans, hated him from the start, never gave him a chance. And for a guy that we know needed an arm around the shoulder to say, come on, mate, you know, the Spurs fans for some reason got it in their head that with 10 minutes to go, when we were 1-0 down to Stoke and he was coming on, oh, I've got a good idea, I'm going to boo him. I mean, for goodness sake, take out all this Africa stuff and doing all the stuff he was doing out there and not getting on the plane and all that stuff. When you're 10 minutes down, there's 10 minutes to go and you're 1-0 down to a side and you know a player coming on needs an arm around the shoulder, why on earth would you boo as a Spurs fan that needs the points? We talked about this before, Cole, but it's fresh because he's back. You know,
he's back on Sunday.
I'm not just going off. He's back. And I don't know what I want him to score. I mean, you know, I'm a Spurs fan now. You know, I'm a Spurs fan and he plays for Palace. But you know what? He'll be a presence and he'll be box office and he'll be up there and he won't be some like little shrimpy striker. He's got the hair now and he'll be up there and Alderweireld and Wimmer will not want to play against him.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, they'll be talking about him going, listen, this. Well, they won't be saying, Cole, oh, it's all right, he'll stroll around.
Yeah.
No chance. Well,
definitely not. He'll definitely work hard. But look, to jump back to City, it's always good for Steve to get a wee rant out during the show. What we'll do is we'll move on after the penalty, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, to their goal. And a point that I wanted to make, I think in a way the penalty nearly went against us because all of a sudden, you know, their crowd got up for the game, got angry. You know, the atmosphere lifted from their end and it seemed to give them a bit of fight and a bit of spirit. I think if it had been probably a proper penalty, you know, it might have went the opposite way. We might have went on and been a wee bit easier, maybe even scored a second goal then. But, you know, it lifted them and to be fair, you know, with backs to the wall, but, you know, the team worked hard, closing down. You know, a soft goal in my eyes. I know the guy finished it really well, Steve. But if you watch it again, you know, Dembele, man of the match, he was great. But Dembele and I think it was Darren, possibly, weren't that quick to get back. And the guy was completely free on his own, you know, to put it in the top corner. But after that, it was sort of, oh dear, you know, let's hold on.
As my dad would say, there was only one team going to win it.
Yes.
And it wasn't Tottenham.
Exactly, and my nerves were shattered. And at that stage, I was just praying for the 1-1 draw. But look,
how many times have you seen that against us, though, Carl? When we're the only side that looked like scoring, and the other team goes up the other end and knocks it in. But it was a great goal, Carl. You know the key to it. I mean, Lamella did fantastic. I take nothing away from him. He got the ball and he wanted to do something. He drove at the defence and it was brilliant. And it was a great ball. But that first touch by Eriksen was just fantastic. And if you watch it again, when you get the ball, you know, you take it on one foot, you normally knock it to the other foot. But he didn't. He knocked it to the same foot, which obviously is his right. And it was a brilliant one. It opened it up for him and then he slotted it past Hart. And the other thing was Lamella's pass to him, you know, where Lamella does this thing where he kind of leans very far right and then as if he's going to play it left. But he doesn't. He actually leans right and then he kind of hooks his foot round and then hooks it right as well. Do you know what I mean? He did it when he scored against Watford. It's a very unique little style that Lamella does. I don't know any other player that does it. It's almost like he's falling over, but then he knocks it. It's clever. I like it.
Yeah. I didn't know he was. And like he fought back, you know, to win that ball off Toure. Then Bally, great pass, drove forward, as you say about Eriksen. You know, world-class touch. Actually, when you say about it as well, about the way he did take the touch, if you watch as well, he takes that wee slight pause before he then places it in the net, and it was superb. And I say, scenes then, you know, scenes in my front living room, me and the son Christopher watching it, bouncing up and down, going crazy, you know, hugging each other and dancing about. And it was just unreal. And then it was sort of panic stations again. And I hate it, Stephen. I'll admit it. I'm in and out of my living room like a yo-yo when that happens. You know, I was out in the kitchen and I was going to Christopher, right, you know, Man City get a corner, I can't watch it, I'm away out. And I'm going to him, tell me when that corner's over, you know, and I'm back in. And it was just, oh, just couldn't wait to hear that whistle. And it was absolutely brilliant, you know, whenever it went. And here, to give a shout out, what about the save from Lloris at the very end?
Yeah.
That was heart well, and mouth stuff.
He hurt himself doing it, but, yeah. You know, that's what you want.
Yeah, I think he's going to be okay, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, Steve, you know, that whenever Aguero got down that line and he chipped that, you know, I just seen it. It was like slow motion.
Mm.
And what a save. And brave as well. When you watch it, actually,
it was
from the angle from behind
ball,
the goal,
yeah.
His eyes are on the ball the whole way.
And then Silva had a chance to knock it in. And it was a class ball by Aguero. And there was a chance he had earlier, wasn't there, where the ball kind of ricocheted up and over. And he could have knocked that in as well. And you need that luck. You know, I've always said it, Cole.
Definitely.
Play against the top sides. You need the luck. You need to play really well. And you need to hope the other side doesn't play that well. You know, in actual fairness, we didn't play as well as we have done this season. And, you know, but we still got the result, which is wonderful for us. I mean, it's absolutely brilliant.
Super stuff. Sorry.
Yeah, go on.
Just to round off the game. And what about the celebration, Steve, at the end? You know, with the players down at the crowd and, you know, the manager. You know, to watch Pochettino, the way he came on and hugged every one of those players. That's including subs and guys that didn't even come on. You know, I seen him at one point grabbing Michelle Form, you know, and giving him a massive hug. And, you know, for him to be there at the end, there's a great footage I've seen on Twitter. You know, after all the players have sort of went and he's there on his own and the crowd's going crazy at him. You know, and he just applauds him and pumps the fists.
Yeah,
you know, it was brilliant to see, absolutely brilliant.
It is fantastic. And while, you know, again, we bring up Pochettino, me and you, Carl, we don't really go for these managers like, oh, he's rubbish or he's brilliant, or, you know, although obviously we give credit to Pochettino, what he's done with Danny Rose in particular, turning him from one of the world's worst footballers to one of the brilliant, you know, left backs in the league, and also some of these other players, which he must have worked on, and absolutely wonderful. Mm-hmm. A big debate, Cole, that's going on at the moment with different podcasts and on Twitter is Pochettino versus Harry Redknapp in terms of, you know, what they've both done for us, you know, because it's fresh, isn't it? It's within the last sort of 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, every single podcast or person has, you know, absolutely, you know, ridiculed, if you like, Harry Redknapp. And, you know, we, Cole, supported Harry Redknapp right until, you know, the end, really. And when he went, we were sort of like, oh, hang on, what's going on here? Because, you know, he's done really well. I mean, what they haven't done, Cole, and is they haven't said the facts. You know, the fact is that let's talk about this first of all. Harry Redknapp played for us. Was an Arsenal fan. He played for West Ham and then he managed West Ham. So when he was in charge of us, Spurs fans talk about why didn't he say we? Why didn't he say us? Why do you always say the Spurs fans or this Tottenham team? Well, there's your reasons. You know, he's not going to turn around at 60 years old or whatever age he is and go, you know, I'm now a Spurs fan. You know, but don't. You know, look into that as if he didn't want the best for Tottenham. You know, it's his career, it's his pride. Of course he wanted the best for Spurs. The other thing, Carl, is let's go through what he did for Tottenham, okay? So, bottom of the league, okay, going nowhere fast, well, going down. Got us to eighth that year, you know, and I think he got us to eighth. If I get some of these facts and figures wrong, you know, sorry. What else did we do that year? Went to a cup final, right, against Man United. Yeah. Lost on penalties. That was in his first year. In his second year, he gets us to the Champions League, right? And a semi-final, Lost to Portsmouth, not good, but another trip to Wembley. Third year, fifth or fourth? Was that the Chelsea
fifth.
Year?
I think it was fifth.
Fifth, right? So if that's fifth that year, okay, we beat, we got into the quarterfinals of the Champions League, right? Year four gets us to fourth again, okay?
Yeah.
Right? Semi-final against Chelsea? Was it that year?
Yeah.
And Chelsea go and win the Champions League, and that means, and then he loses his job. So right there, in those 4 years or 3.5 years or whatever it is, there's what, 5-6 really good achievements. Now, yeah. Pochettino has done fantastic at Spurs. Cole, we haven't actually done anything yet.
We've
got to a cup final. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, so that's one thing. All right, that's a League Cup final. Actually, we haven't actually got anywhere else yet. Now, it's looking good, but, you know, if we go out to, in the FA Cup this weekend and then we fail against, you know, Fiorentina or whoever it is in the last 16 or in the quarterfinals, you know, and then if the league... So let's reserve judgment a little bit on this whole Poch is so much better than Redknapp, because actually, in those 3.5 years, Redknapp did absolutely fantastic for Tottenham. And I'm sorry if you're offended that he didn't grow up, you know, on the high road in, you know, in Tottenham and or Haringey or wherever it is. And, you know, he didn't say, oh, I'm Tottenham through and through now. You know, but you wouldn't want that, would you, for someone that, you know, grew up in the East End? So, yeah. You know, another little rant, Cole, but
yeah.
I listen, as you know, I listen to all the podcasts, and this podcast is my little way to vent out, you know, because you can't do it on Twitter, because you send one tweet and someone comes back to you and like, oh, I really want to explain this, but you can't,
yeah.
you need this vessel to do it. And it's just saying it from the other point of view.
Yeah, definitely.
Sorry, but I, you know, you need to sort of say things from the other point of view. Jason's podcast, eSpurs, Cole, is one of the best podcasts out there. They've got four or five guys that do it or whatever. They all agree with each other. Each one in turn. Yeah, I agree with you on that. Yeah, I agree with you on that. Great podcast. You need to have a bit of discussion, guys. Go on, Cole.
Yeah, well, look, I'm not going to argue with you over high Redknapp. I absolutely loved Redknapp at Spurs. And, you know, it was the best years for us Spurs fans that we'd had in, I don't know how long, probably in my lifetime. But obviously things went sour, you know, towards the end, just with the England job. And I think deep down, he probably knows that he made a mistake himself. I think he thought that job was his, but you know, that's history now. But you know, the way Pochettino is changing us, and we're a different outfit. You know, the guy is doing absolutely superb. But yes, I would never slate Redknapp off, never, because I think he done brilliant for us. And look, we all loved those years. We had some brilliant players to watch as well. So, but you know, Pochettino, you know, the big difference at the minute, Steve, is this guy is changing things, and I just love what he's doing. I love, you know, he's got rid of, you know, it's easy for people always to say, look, he's went down, he's just got rid of all the deadwood. Yes, he's went and he's got rid of that deadwood, but he's also changed the whole mentality in the squad. And, you know, you even see it by clips that you see, you know, Eric Dyer and Dele Alli are having an absolute ball on Twitter. And it's great to see. They're really good mates. But you can also see that competitive edge in them, you know, even against each other. And they're all winners. And that whole team, no matter what team I believe that he puts out at the minute, are there to do a job. And that's Tom Carroll, you know, Bentala, Mason, you know, Chadley's come in. Sure, Chadley's come in, what, after his injury? What's he scored? Four goals?
Yeah.
You know, really important squad player for us there. You know, Son's been very, very good since he's come back in as well. It's just a brilliant squad, but I think it all comes down to, you know, what Pochettino has brought in. And it's great to see. And look, we're all absolutely loving it at the minute. And, you know, we just keep our fingers crossed that, you know, we can keep this run. We so deserve. I know Leicester are having an absolute wonder season too, but, you know, we so deserve to be in there. And look, the other point is, it's probably our best opportunity, Steve, that we're probably going to have maybe for another while, you know, to win this league. Because, you know, City are, you know, forget about, I don't really go on what manager they bring in, but they're going to go and spend millions and millions again. That's what would worry me more than their manager. And Chelsea are obviously going to try and strengthen United, you know, Liverpool with Klopp, they'll bring in a few players, you know. So, look, it's a great opportunity, and we've all just got to take each game at a time, you know, as it comes. And, you know, I think, you know, we're really on to something here, and we'd love it, absolutely love it if we do it. But, you know, the top four was always the priority, you know, getting into this season, and we're well in there now, well in there.
Good stuff. I mean, Tom H on the Twitter here has asked if Wimmer keeps up his current form, will Vertonghen automatically return to the starting lineup once he's fit? Well, no, I hope he doesn't. And what I mean by that is I hope that we have, you know, let's say Vertonghen's out for the next six games. I hope we have six clean sheets so that when Vertonghen comes back and expects to get in the side, we say, well, actually, no, because Wimmer's playing so fantastic. And you know, on the subject of Wimmer, two things. First of all, fantastic. He hasn't put a foot wrong. I mean, who'd have thought it? You know, I thought he was a big lumbering centre-back when he first, you know, sort of turned up. I was like, wait there, what we got here? But no, brilliant. He's been absolutely fat and a cultured footballer as well. You know, with that left foot.
Yeah,
wow,
definitely. It's been superb.
And the second thing I want to say is, can we not do the Womenator thing? Did you see that on Twitter? Someone
no, I haven't
drew seen a Terminator. It's too much like the Verminator, which they did with Arsenal. No, that's I'm right. not having that.
No, he's been absolutely brilliant, because obviously when the injury happened to Vertonghen, we were all worried. You know, we really were. Not so much. We had seen him in Europa League games and a few cup games and knew that he was a good player. It was just, you know, how quickly can he just come in and, you know, straight away settle in, you know, beside Toby. And he looks actually as if he's been there all season. And it's brilliant. And, you know, he's an absolute rock. And, you know, but the other thing is, he knows as well he's got his chance.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like them all. They know if they get into this team, they have to perform if they want to stay in this team. And that's the difference, Steve. You know, so it's super. Great stuff.
Good stuff. Alex Bottomley has said, would you rather have Sherwood back, or Tim Sherwood back, or crash a car into your house at 80 miles per hour? I'm going to upset a few more people here, Carl.
Yeah, you're going to go on a rant about Sherwood.
That's your day the other day with Danny Murphy. He was fantastic. You know, and every time I see him on Match of the Day, he says the right thing. I mean, he talks about Spurs so affectionately. You know, and he said everything he said I agreed with. I'm sorry, but I did. You know, Danny Murphy said something like, oh, you know, I want Spurs to win the league because, you know, I'm a Spurs boy. And I was like, really? I can't remember you playing a single game. You know, he was just injured the whole time. And again, a great footballer, Danny Murphy. My goodness, you know. But unfortunately, his Spurs career was virtually non-existent in my opinion.
Yeah, just bladed by injuries. I seen him once live. I was over in business and got a ticket for a Wednesday night. I actually think it was against Fulham, his old club. And that was probably one of the nights that I probably remember him, because I was there and actually had quite a good game that night.
Yeah.
And that was actually one of my first times ever seeing Peter Crouch live. And I had great seats that night, Steve. I was actually in the south stand, yeah. And I was about eight rows behind the net. You know, just above the crossbar.
Yeah.
So it was a absolutely brilliant view. And at first I'd seen Crouch really close. And I remember seeing him and going, how's this guy a footballer? I've never seen skinnier legs like it in my life. And it was I just kept looking at him. And he played really well. And I went, how did this man ever make it? You know, but, you know, Crouchy was great. You know,
Peter Crouch.
He was super.
Peter Crouch is, if Ricky Villa, you know, has supplied two of the greatest Spurs moments, you know, the goal against Wolves and against Man City, Peter Crouch has supplied two or three of the greatest moments in Spurs history.
Mm-hmm. You know,
I know. AC Milan and Man City.
Yeah.
But he's also probably supplied the worst when he decided to tackle two people. He's only ever made two tackles in his life, and they were both in the Bernabeu in the first 10 minutes.
Well,
the most important game in Spurs history.
Well,
Lee Moore says, right or wrong, should Poch have rested Kane, Dyer, Ali, etc. completely against Fiorentina? My personal opinion is if they're fit to play, let them play. They're full of confidence, and a winning team is a winning team. Agreed, but you've got to play Mason. You've got to play, your fringe player. You know, they all need a game because they're playing well. And Mason doesn't deserve to be sat on the bench, you know, for all these games. And the other guys do need a rest. I mean, Dyer's played every game, hasn't he? So these guys do need a rest. And I think we were right against Fiorentina to do that. You know, you didn't see the game, Cole.
No.
I saw it, but quite frankly, it was, and I'm not saying this because I'm biased against, you know, the Europa League, it was forgettable. You know, the game was a typical Europa game where actually I spent most of the time looking at my phone, looking at Twitter, seeing what other people's opinions were. You know, very few chances.
Seen a few highlights last night.
Not much going on. When we scored, okay, I celebrated, but nothing like I celebrate for league games or even League Cup games. You know, I'm jumping around the room. I'm texting people. You know, I know a few Colchester fans. And, you know, that FA Cup game, I was texting Colchester fans because I'm in Southend. You know, there's a big rivalry there. And, you know, you get that. I don't know anyone who supports Fiorentina. So, you know, I'm not like going, you know, we've done you there because I don't know anyone. And it's that's the trouble, I think, with these Europa League games. You know, you don't get that banter going back and forth.
Yeah, I think you know, with Lee saying he's right in a way, but I think that's always going to be, everybody's going to have the different opinions on you know, what team should be out for these games. But look, I agree with you, Steve. I think it needs to be rotated in those matches. But look, in the end of the day, guys, we're not bringing in, I think it was yesterday before the game, I seen the team that played against Fiorentina last season. And it was, I forget who the right, it might have been Walker, but it was Kirikesh. Fazio, and it might have been Danny Rose.
Yeah,
you know, but you know, when you looked at that there, and you know, the midfield, I can't remember all the players, but it, you know, it was a team. And when I looked at it, I went, "Well, we actually had no chance." You know, but this year, you know, you look at the players. You know, I actually quite like Charlie up front. I think he can definitely do a job
he
up there.
Stick the ball back in the net, and that's most important thing.
And he's big. He's a presence as well.
Yeah.
But you look at that team, as you say, you've Mason, you've Bentaleb, you've Tom Carroll, who's been brilliant this season.
Go. You simply say to Chaddy, listen, and we said this a couple of weeks ago. You know, we're going to give Kane a rest. You're up front. You know, if Chaddy sort of shrugs his shoulders, I say, all right, pal, not a problem. Put your tracksuit back on. Harry, you're up front today. Chadley's up for it. You know, what a privilege to go and play up front for Tottenham Hotspur. You know, if you don't fancy it, fine. Stick your suit back on. Go and sit up in the stands. And, you know, you obviously, you're not up for it. And you know, you can go to Newcastle in 6 months.
Yeah. I think, again, there's another
great
difference.
Great goal by Townsend, by the way.
Oh, yeah. You're
that's
a man.
Four. That's four. That's four things that annoy Spurs fans.
But no, I think you're right, and I think that is the difference. You know, someone like Chadley will be loving that. You know, he'll be going, "Yep, yeah, I'm in there. Yeah. I'll do the job." Any of these players in this squad are capable of doing a top job for us, and that's super.
Andrew Rockle says, "Fans who think we should sack off the Europa League, do you realise this is from this round onwards? It's a Champions League dress rehearsal." Thoughts on that, Cole?
Yeah, well, you know, he's right. He's right in what he's saying because, you know, we're hoping this time next year that we're going to be playing in the Champions League. You know, are we going to want to rest players, say we're playing Real Madrid on Tuesday night? You know, we're not even going to think that way. We're going to be going, oh, you've got to put out the strongest team. So, yeah, look, you know, this squad has got to get used to playing, you know, midweek and weekend games. You know, obviously there's a lot of cup games. That's the difference. I think that's the unfortunate thing for the English teams, is that they've got so many games and competitions. You know, they don't get the winter break like the European sides do as well. But yeah, it's a good point there by Andrew. You know, they've got to get ready for it.
Yeah.
And it's great as well, as was said, to give some of the squad players game time. Which, because if an injury or something does happen, we need the likes of a Mason or a Chadley or a Bentaleb or a Tom Carroll to be able to come straight into that team, you know, for the next game and be ready and fighting, roaring to go.
Yeah. There you go, Andrew. You made a good point. Finally.
I know. Finally, Andrew. I was actually going to tweet you.
Well done. Congratulations on the birth of your daughter.
Yes. Congratulations, mate.
And, you know, I had a little one with him because I said, you know, obviously 6 months ago we did a great show about the Europa League and we had a debate and we went back and forth and it was all very amicable. And we don't hate each other, absolutely not. And when I see him next time, we'll have a big hug, hopefully. But, you know, just want to say on that you know, the time was then just to say to him, look, you know, we are here. We're at that moment now. What are your thoughts? Because obviously back 6 months ago, you said from this moment, you've got to play your full strength side. And we can't, We can't because we're fighting on all fronts, and we've got to rotate. So, you know, you just got to rotate. Martin Heiser, the same thing. You know, he's talking about UEFA Cup and those memories and Jason as well. You know, it's not the same competition. It's just not. Demonstrably, it's not the same competition because the UEFA Cup was from position 2 to 4 in the league. So literally, it's like Champions League, really, without the champions.
Yeah.
You know, Champions League isn't the same as the European Cup was back then because that was only the very top teams.
Yeah.
You know, it's two brand new competitions and they're different. So, you know, show us all the UEFA pictures you want. From 1984, it's not the same competition. You know, I wish it was, but it's not. It's still great, you know. And if we go all the way, fantastic. But you know, if we get through Fiorentina and then we got another side, and you know, whoever it is, you know, and we're playing Harry Kane, he gets a knock, and we've got whoever it is at the weekend, you know, and we're top, Cole. Yeah. With 7 or 8 games to go in the season, and we're away to Benfica, you know,
yeah.
and he plays Harry Kane and he gets a knock, and then we got 7 games left in the league, and we're 3 points clear. Wait there. Maybe we should have rotated. Anyway, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
That's it. But I think that's a great point that you actually make. That's the way we have to think about it. You know, we have an opportunity. And no matter what any of us feel, and it's really hard to believe that we're in this position. And I never thought I would actually be sitting on this show talking about going for the league.
Mm.
But we are.
We are.
You know,
and we are.
And we've got a brilliant... I know there's still 12 games, 36 points to go for, but we have a fantastic chance.
And we won't have the same chance next year.
No, because there is going to be loads of swings and roundabouts,
yeah.
You know, all ready to go. But you're right, and that's why I feel... I said it in the last show with this Europa League that we've, you know, at the end of the day, to me, the prize now of winning the Europa League is to get into the Champions League.
Yeah.
That is the bigger prize than actually holding up that trophy, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And it's a terrible thing to say because, as we know with our history with 84 and things, you know, we want to lift that trophy again. Yeah. But
it's not the same trophy.
You know, at the start of this season, everybody was going, yeah, we've got to go for this because we want to get in the Champions League. Mm. You know, we're
and
10 points clear.
This year, Carl.
So have I. But that's why I'm quite happy for rotation and also keeps those players fit and ready to step in if they need to in these vital league and FA Cup games that are coming up.
No, I mean, let's keep going as far as we can. I've enjoyed it this year and I've leapt up, you know, several times. Last 5 years, I've watched it and just gone... You know, please, no injuries or Christ. Who we got in this? Where's this side from? You know, where are we flying to next week? And then we got to come back. And didn't we have to play Chelsea at 12 o'clock in one game?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
my goodness.
Right. Tell me this just quickly. When is the Europa League Cup final after the season's over?
Yeah. Yeah.
And is it after the FA Cup?
I'm sure. I think Europa League is. Before the FA Cup and the... No, actually, I'll tell you what it is. I think it's Saturday and Saturday. I think you have the FA Cup and then is it the Wednesday is Europa and then... I don't know.
Yeah, well, it's something
like that. Jason McGovern looks into these sort of things.
I'd just say maybe we'll have won the league by that stage, win the FA Cup and then wouldn't it be nice to be going for the treble?
Little bonus. Lovely. Just a couple of things I've written down here, Cole, about the 20s plenty and things like that. Of course, we all want cheaper tickets. Don't, by the way, think that you're going to get a ticket if it's all of a sudden becomes £20. You know, I've got these people that say, you know, we can't go to the games because it's too expensive. And if they bring the prices down to £20, then that's great. Well, you try and get a ticket at £20 at Tottenham.
Yeah,
you've got absolutely no chance. You know, unfortunately, supply and demand, you know. And the thing is, Carl, we've said this before, at Spurs, we're a sellout every week. So I can see why the prices are the prices. What I don't get is when you look at Aston Villa or for years and years, watching Aston Villa, you know, before that, you know, when they were good 5 or 6 years ago, empty seats everywhere. And you think, why are your prices so high? You know, at Spurs, unfortunately, we haven't got much of a leg to stand on because it's a sellout every week.
Yeah.
You know, and also if you're moaning about the price of tickets, you can't then say something like we should just pay West Brom what they want for Berahino. Well, you know, one point you're saying, you know, the value of money. The next point you say, just pay Berahino, you know, pay West Brom, Berahino, whatever he wants. What does it matter? Well, because the price of the tickets, if you want cheap tickets, you've got to have cheap. You can't have the new stadium and you can't pay Lloris whatever he wants. And you know what I mean? So
yeah,
there's got to be some kind of, you know, weight there. Lower prices, but then again, don't expect the top stars.
I think with Spurs as well, you know, obviously, you know, being based in London, you know, it's a different ball game down there. Obviously, they categorise a lot of the games, and I must admit, I've been to a few games. You know, I've been to Spurs Chelsea before I even met yourself and all the guys, Steve. And I remember, I think I paid £84, and it was actually in the West Stand. And I sat up there right beside the away supporters, just above actually where you sit.
Yeah.
And I think that ticket cost me about £80 or £84 back then.
Yeah.
That was the days of Zola and Viale and all playing.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is crazy. You know, it is crazy. But as I was saying, we're a 36,000 seater stadium. We're going to build a new stadium.
Mm.
And, you know, look, the demand's there. And I say, it's just one of those things. It but is. I can honour, you're right, what you can
see. If
there's
empty seats, Cole. If there's empty seats, you've got to get those prices down. But, you know, it's supply and demand and it's wrong. I know it is. But, you know, if you're, you know, Fighting Cock always talk about working class game and all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a primary school teacher. You know, you run a shop. We're working class people, salt the earth, you know, and I'm fortunate enough to have a season ticket, which my dad pays for. And thank you ever so much for that, Dad. He doesn't listen to the show. But you know, if it came down to just me paying for it, I wouldn't be able to afford it. And I'd think, you know, that's so bad. But what can you do?
Yeah, it is. It's a bit like us guys.
Reduce the prices down. I'd get on the internet and go, right, great. The price, I can afford it now. I'll wait there. It's a sellout. He still won't be able to get a ticket.
Yeah,
because it's a full stadium.
Yeah, and it's a bit like us guys. Obviously, I'm coming from a Northern Ireland or Ireland, you know, point of view. You know, we've also got our flights, you know, our taxi maybe to the airport or our bus or going and parking our car in a long stay car park.
I was your taxi last time you came.
You were the taxi the last time. Okay. You know, the flight over, obviously dependent. And it's so hard for us guys to book games because you don't know if it's going to be changed to a live game. And so, you know, we can't get on the EasyJet, you know, months in advance and say, right, there's this game, we'll go and book it, you know, for £40-odd return.
Mm.
You know, so usually when we're going, like, I'll be honest with you, probably costing £100-140 return flights. Like to stay over now and again because you want to have a drink all day and you don't want to be rushing back to an airport. You know, so you have a hotel. You know, I would say on average, a Spurs game for me, and this including ticket, flights, everything, drink, food, probably cost me £400 to go to one game.
Yeah.
You know, maybe more sometimes. Depends how much beer I drink.
Yeah.
But if the Spurs poet's with me, I have no problem. He just drinks water.
Oh, don't start that again. Now, have you been on iTunes lately, by the way? If you go onto iTunes and look on our Hotspurs podcast,
okay,
you look at the reviews, somebody's put a review on, and it's the first time I've ever seen anything negative about you.
Okay.
Yeah, first time ever. No, I'll let you read it.
And no, I want to know.
Guys, go and have a look at it because it's hilarious.
Does he slag me off?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Yeah. Sean something. Go and have a look.
Sean?
Yeah.
Is he Irish?
I don't know. No, S-E-A-N?
That's Irish name.
Is it? I don't know.
I'll be looking for you, Sean. Look. So
and by the way, go on to iTunes and leave a review because, you know, it is quite amusing. And, of course,
go and leave a nice comment now.
Yeah. Go to iTunes, give us a 5-star rating or a 1-star, whatever you want to do. Do a little review. Also, Twitter, Facebook, get in touch, tell your mates. You know, I still, it's amazing. I have these Twitter conversations for about 6 months with somebody, and then I sort of say, and they say, "Oh, going to listen to this podcast on my way to Manchester," and I'm like, well, what about our podcast? And I, oh, are you? But yes, we're called the Hot Spurs Podcast. I've been tweeting you for several weeks. And send us a link. Oh, for goodness sake. Google the Hot Spurs Podcast and you'll find us. Well, why not have a little tip, actually? Because there's so many Spurs podcasts out there. If you know on your phone when you can do it, speed it up to 1.5?
Yeah.
That's what I do for all my podcasts. And I'll tell you what, I sound a lot better.
Do you?
Lot. Put me on 1.5. You know, slow you down. Do you on one, normal one. But for me, whenever I start talking, put me on 1.5 or maybe
get two. Through you.
I sound
through
a lot,
quicker.
Lot better, yeah.
Brilliant. And here, just while we're on it, before we finish up, we'll give a few shout-outs. A big shout-out to Chris Fitzgerald. That's pint number 10, mate.
Yes.
Looking forward to that. And so you may start saving some for me coming over for the next match.
One final thing I did write down was, and watch it again, when Kane steps up for that penalty... Did you see him when he took when he sort of went, when he exhaled the breath?
No.
Just before he took it. And I reckon every single Spurs fan did exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
So go back and watch it on Match of the Day or whatever, and you'll just see he puts the ball down and they do a close up of his face and he just like goes like that. And then you could see him and you're like, right, okay. Yeah,
we're thinking exactly the same thing.
It was classic.
It must be some feeling.
He's such a good player for us. He's such a fan.
It is. Did you see the way he pointed at Hart as well when he was on the way to celebrate?
Yeah,
we pointed him as well. Tremendous. Oh, here, and while we're just talking about people, and you mentioned his name earlier, Martin Heiser, the Tottenham terrorist.
Yeah.
Have you seen his video?
I don't watch anything he puts on Facebook.
Right, you have to put on Martin's video. I actually think he's put it on our Facebook page. And Martin's obviously a big rock fan like yourself and the Spurs poet. And he's got out his rock guitar and he's playing with the Tottenham boys, making all the noise to like a rock tune. And it is hilarious. And he even admits himself, if he could have kept his face straight, it would have been better, but he couldn't. And he's laughing, you know, to himself, and it is brilliant. Martin is absolutely genius. So get on there.
And I love the rock stuff. I love the Spurs stuff, but the other stuff I can't be doing with.
Martin is the best character I know.
He's brilliant.
He definitely is.
Love him. We've all got to meet up very soon. You know, we're going to do that. We've got Palace coming up. I pray that we're going to do that.
And that game's not live, Steve. I thought that was
No, you're going to have to really stream it. Me and the boy are going to go. And then we've got Fiorentina again. Hopefully we'll get through that. See who we got next. Then we got Swansea. But of course, we'll hopefully do a show before then.
Yeah.
If not, then, 3 points against Swansea. I can't see any other result than that. And then, you know, it's...
Arsenal are away to United that weekend, but unfortunately Rooney's out, their goalkeeper looks injured now.
And the Carling Cup final as well.
Yeah, that's right.
I want to see.
Yeah, well, you know, look, that weekend's another massive weekend. You know, Swansea at home, United, you know, Arsenal away to United, which, no matter what, will not be easy for them.
No.
And City don't play.
Yeah.
You know, so... No, big weekend, and then it's the two biggies, Steve, coming up, West Ham and Arsenal.
Yeah,
you know that's gonna be a big week for us. So, but as we said earlier, one game at a time.
Yeah,
let's enjoy this. You know, so proud to be a Spurs fan. Every one of us, I'm sure, in our workplace and wherever we're walking, because everybody knows that we're Spurs. You know, anybody that knows me, like I have people come into my shop and they now know that I'm Spurs, and you know they're asking me things and. You know, the way they talk, and it's great just to be standing there smiling. Yeah. Half an Arsenal guy, Steve, works in a shop near me, and he walks past every day, and he now doesn't look in. He always used to grin in at me. He doesn't look, and I just haven't been able to catch him yet, but the next time I see him, I'm going out to wait on him walking down just to see
if he actually just doesn't need any Converse at the moment.
Well, no, he'd be getting a slap around the head, so he will.
Just to let you know, but Cole, by the way, I've listened to all the Spurs podcasts.
Yeah.
And hardly any mention of Arsenal whatsoever, which is quite rare for Spurs podcasts. I've listened to all the Arsenal podcasts, so you don't have to. They all talk about Spurs within the first 5 minutes.
Excellent.
And bring up Spurs throughout. And there's even one of them that sort of says, oh, they've got to have injuries soon. Oh, it's the world's got to... And then the other sort of guy goes, oh, I don't know, I'm not sure. They are petrified, absolutely petrified.
Brilliant.
It's hilarious. And brilliant. It's quite rightly, because they have called us. All the, you know, we have never, you know, we've slagged them off for the fans and the hypocrisy, but never for the team. You know, yeah. We do, you know, we're a Spurs podcast. We're not going to bang on about how good their players are. You know, but league position and a couple of trophies in the last 2 years speaks for itself. We don't have to bang on about that, even though they want us to. Oh, please tell us how good we are. No, you know, we don't need to. You know, you look at your own game. But they are petrified. And, you know, for all that, oh, what do you think of Tottenham? What do you think of Tottenham? That is the, you know, what would you reply now? I wonder if they you know, Jack Wilshere could go on the pitch at the Emirates now. What do you think of Tottenham? They'd all go, we're not going to... Move on.
Get a new song, Sam.
Yeah. All right, Sam.
Okay, mate. Well, look, come on, you Spurs. And let's keep this up, guys.
Absolutely. Keep going. Come on, you Spurs.